said that there shall be a place. I see brick and mortar. There's a place where people come, where they come. And this place has been hewed out for God's glory. This is a training and developing center for the apostolic, the prophetic, the fivefold ministry. God says your work in the earth is not done. He says there shall be a new resurgence, is the word that I hear. Resurgence of you in the earth. And he's specifically targeting the millennials and those generations down, because they need the power of God that is in your belly. And I hear the Lord said there shall be a place. I don't know where this place is, if it's here, if it's in a warm state, where this place is, but there is going to be a place where they come, a gathering ground. I know you do things to align, but there is a building, a place, a center where they come. And God reminds me of the school. I don't know if that was Morris Cirillo, but he had a school, a campus. It's like a university where students come from all over the globe to be trained and to be developed. Glory to God. There shall be a place. I keep hearing that a place where they gather. It's like they're coming from all over the globe, just dots everywhere. Hallelujah. And I don't know why the Lord says what you did in Africa, you shall do here. I'm not sure what you did in Africa, but God says you shall do it here in the United States. Glory to God, because there's a new hunger being birthed. There's a new desire being birthed for the real power of God. Not superficial, but the real power of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. God says, I'm shoring up your structure. I'm shoring up your help. I'm shoring up those that hold your arms. I'm shoring up that help because of what God is getting ready to birth you into. Glory to God. You are necessary and you are needed. You are necessary and you are needed. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And Apostle, I heard the Lord say that he's renewing your strength. Heard the Lord say that he's bringing you into a season of strength, but this new season will not be like seasons of old. The Lord says this season is called rest, for God is bringing you into a season of rest. And God says in this place called rest, in this realm called rest, I'll bring you into new realms of revelation. I'll bring you into new realms of strength, says the Spirit of grace. And I heard the Lord says that you've been asking God, what's next, what's next, what's next? And the Lord says that I'm giving you strategies even concerning this next phase and this next season of your life. But the Lord says that even as you rest, I'll give you wisdom, I'll give you insight even concerning what I'm calling you into. For the Lord says that this will be a season of pouring into the next generation. The Lord says that what's resting upon your life, God will begin to give you strategy and strength. I see gatherings with young men and gatherings with young women. And the Lord says that you'll invest your time even in the next generation of apostles and the next generation of prophets, declares the Spirit of the Lord. And the Lord says he's giving you wisdom on how to invest your time, but there's many pulling you this way and many pulling you that way. But I heard the Lord says that there are even some ties that I'm cutting because I'm pruning your tree, declares the Spirit of grace. And God says I'll cause you to begin to bear more fruit. For yes, the Lord says you've done much in these 40 plus years of ministry, but the Lord says that there comes a spirit of acceleration upon these latter years of your life. What you've done in 40 years, God says these next 10 years, it will double, it will double, it will double. And the Lord says that you will not move in the spirit of exhaustion, but God says I renew your strength as the eagle, declares the Spirit of grace. You will run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint, declares the Spirit of the Lord. So get ready, says God. It'll be an unusual season, an unusual time for you. You'll say, God, where did this strength come from? And God says it came from my presence as I teach you how to rest strength and find new revelation and find new insight. God says, I pour it unto you this day. And God says, thank you for your obedience. Even tonight, says the Lord. But you did not drop the assignment. And for that, declares the Lord, I'm going to begin to restore unto you, restore unto your heart, restore unto your body, restore unto you fresh grace and fresh strength. So God says, in the days ahead, get ready to prepare your heart as I begin to show you the next generation of those who walk in that in which you've trailblazed. I will give you individuals. I will show you faces and places. I will cause you. I even see it being mobile where you'll go from this city to that city, from this, God says, from this state to that state. But it will be geared towards the next generation. There is a need. There is a call. There is a pull. But I give you grace and I give you strength to accomplish it, says the Spirit of the Lord.